2003 marks the 60th anniversary of the birth of blues singer Janis Joplin. If Janis were still with us, she'd be getting mail from AARP, maybe thinking about retiring to an Airstream park somewhere. But, of course, she is not with us. Janis Joplin died on October 4th, 1970. On Sunday, in New York City Central Park Summer Stage, there will be a tribute to Janis featuring two of her bands, the original members of Big Brother and the Holding Company, and the Cosmic Blues Band. Sam Andrew played guitar in both groups. He joins us now from our New York Bureau. Mr. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Janis Joplin is a huge figure to us now, but what did you think of her? Do you remember what you thought of her when you first met her?
When Janis Joplin came to her first rehearsal with Big Brother and the Holding Company, it was on Henry Street in San Francisco, and it was an old converted firehouse. The poster artists, Mouse and Kelly, were working in there. It was Mouse's studio. In another part of the room, a mother was nursing her baby, and someone was making brown rice in the kitchen. It was a very organic scene, and Chet Helms walked into the room. And sort of cowering behind him, as much as Janis Joplin could ever cower, she was wearing these Mexican sandals and blue jeans and, you know, a short cotton blouse cut off at the shoulders. So she was just this very funky Texas girl that just reminded me of my mother's side of the family, though, who sort of specialized in that unmade bed look. So it felt like home when I met Janis.
Now, Big Brother and the Holding Company was already a band. I mean, that was formed in 1965, and you presumably already had your own sound. There is a track called Combination of the Two where you're singing the lead and she's singing the woo-woos.
That was the first cut on Cheap Thrills by Big Brother and the Holding Company. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, Janis was so talented. She was easily the most talented thing to come out of the San Francisco scene, that she kind of eclipsed anything else that was going on in that song. So it was a lot of fun to have her there.
Let's listen to just a little bit of that.
Hey, baby!
So that very high, clear voice, that's her?
Yes. I was trying to imitate a Motown song. There's a song called Ain't That Peculiar that Marvin Gaye did, and I love that song. So that's what I was going for. Later on in the song, Janis opens up and she goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, it's like really strong.
Tell us about your version of George and Ira Gershwin's Summertime. You arranged that for the record.
There were about three sources for that tune. One of them is coming from Nina Simone, who was a gifted piano player. And she did this real long ruminating piano lines as she sang. And I thought that was such a great way to approach that tune. And I resolved that if we did Summertime, that I'd try to do that. And then there was a little motif that I picked up from J.S. Bach, which goes like, it's one of the preludes, I think, from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Anyway, I put that in there. And then an old friend showed me a descending guitar line. So those three things contributed to that. But it's going to be really fun to meet Simone and talk to her about her mother and what I learned from her.
Right, Nina Simone's daughter.
Nina Simone's daughter, and she's going to sing Summertime. So it's going to be the closing of some kind of circle.
That's the Bach?
Yes. Yes, at half speed. Yeah.
So you do the Bach and the falling guitar in the same place.
Yes.
That's great.
Summertime, child, the living season.
It's amazing. Her voice starts out in that sort of scratchy thing and then kind of clarifies and purifies. And
it's great. That's a good version. Yeah. Thank you.
But it was right at that time that Janis Joplin decided to leave the band. And you moved with her to the new group, to the Cosmic Blues Band, which had a very different sound.
Cosmic Blues had a different sound because Janis was listening a lot to Tina Turner and Aretha Franklin, and she wanted that Hammond B3 organ and a horn section and that kind of thing. And there were some very conservative elements in Big Brother and the Holding Company. Some people didn't want to play anything different from the way we had played on the first day that we rehearsed in 1965. And Janis chafed against that for 6 months or so, and then she told me she was going to leave the band. And I wish I would have been stronger. I wish I would have talked her out of it. I still think to this day that it was too early for her to leave. I think she should have let that number one album play out and be with the band, which was a family to her. And so I think it was a mistake for her to leave, and I think it was a mistake for me to go with her. Both two separate mistakes and a mistake together.
Why was it wrong for you to go?
I think I should have stayed with Big Brother, and we should have held a press conference and found a really good singer and gone on together. Janis didn't really need me. She was only taking me as a memento of her past, I think, and because we sang really well together and wrote songs really well together. In some way, I really think maybe that she'd still be alive today if she would have done that also.
Cosmic Blues sounded different, among other things. Well, you mentioned the organ, but there were also horns. I mean, it was a bigger, brassier sound.
Right.
Let's try cut one on the first album that Cosmic Blues produced with her.
Yes.
Called Try. Seem to be saying that if Janis Joplin had stayed in the bosom of the family with Big Brother, that maybe she might have been safer? Is that what you're trying
That's
to say?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. In Big Brother, we did have Peter Albin, and he didn't do any drugs. So out of respect for him, we didn't get carried away when he was around. And Janis honored that and respected that in Peter. And you phrased it very well. I think she would have been safer.
Where were you when she died? That was in October of 1970.
She was in Los Angeles at the Landmark Motel, a place that I've stayed many times since. But we were in Northern California. We were in San Anselmo, Fairfax, California, which are over the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. One of our road managers who was with her gave us a call and told us. And it was a big shock, horrible, and inevitable feeling at the same time.
I guess I would imagine that all these artists will do their own impressions of Janis Joplin's influence on them rather than imitating Janis Joplin.
That's right.
But do you think you're going to, from what you've heard of it so far and talking to people about what you want them to do and what they're going to do, can you sort of put together a picture of Janis out of this, do you think?
Well, we still play with Big Brother and the Holding Company today. We travel all over the world and do that. So I have singers come in all the time who are in. They always want to know if they should dress up like Janis. And I said, no, we're having you sing. You're the person we want. And it would be as unfair to ask someone to be like Janis Joplin as to ask someone to be like Billie Holiday. You know, they were phenomena, both of them. And so these people will be strong and they'll deliver themselves, but they, you know, they'll sing that song.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been nice talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Sam Andrew of Big Brother and the Holding Company and the Cosmic Blues Band. Janis Joplin will be celebrated on Sunday at New York City's Central Park Summer Stage. This is her 60th birthday year.
Sit there. Count. What else is there to do?
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.